This is Clementine and Lavinia with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the long weekend was moving at full speed for the town of Yamba as the annual lawnmower racing championship gripped the town and visitors from all over Australia. More than 100 racers across Australia, aged 10 to 95, took to the dirt on refurbished lawnmowers and put the pedal to the metal for 3 days of racing and community fun. Dozens of clubs and even more custom mowers from around Australia and beyond gathered in Yamba for the town's ninth year of racing.
Meanwhile, Butterfly Day has returned to Lammermoor Native Gardens. Following the success of previous years, the Livingstone Shire Council is inviting residents of all ages to connect with nature and celebrate the region's unique biodiversities. Attendees will enjoy a range of interactive and family-friendly activities throughout the morning at the free community event, including guided nature walks led by local experts, offering insights into native plants, butterflies, and the broader ecosystem. Visitors can relax and enjoy a light morning tea, with refreshments including butterfly-themed treats, tea, coffee, and juice available. If you're interested, the event will be held on Sunday the 10th of May from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. In national news, the case regarding secretly filmed goat slaughter footage at the Game Meats Company, GMC, abattoir in Yurubin, Victoria, is being set before the High Court of Australia. The 14-minute video reportedly shows goats being cut while fully conscious, along with other animal welfare breaches. The focus will be regarding who owns the rights to the footage captured by secret cameras the activist group planted, and if the activists don't own the footage, whether or not it must be destroyed despite it revealing illegal activity. GMC argue that the trespass was intentional wrongdoing and are thus entitled to ownership of the footage to prevent further damage to their business, whereas the Farm Transparency International, who placed the cameras, argue that the footage is of crucial public interest.
Meanwhile, one of South Australia's most senior Anglican leaders has come under intense scrutiny after it was revealed he had an undisclosed relationship with a priest he had himself ordained. An investigation by the Anglican Episcopal Standards Board concluded that Bishop Keith Dolby had broken his vows of honesty, fidelity, and integrity, found him unfit to hold office, and should be deposed from holy order. Dolby leads the Diocese of Murray and had begun a relationship with an aspiring priest in 2023. 10 days after he had ordained her, the pair had married in a secret civil service in Queensland. Dolby had also used his position to influence his wife's career within the church, as well as her payments.
And in international news, this year's Met Gala delivered some unexpected surprises, with protesters leaving a number of small bottles of urine at the venue before the event began, each adorned with a photo of one of the world's richest men, Jeff Bezos, who happens to be the sponsor and honorary co-chair of the gala this year. The urine bottles were made to draw attention to Bezos's business practices, and specifically the Amazon workers who deliver packages all day without being able to take a bathroom break. Posters protesting Bezos have also appeared at bus and subway stops across New York, urging a boycott of the event. One depicts Bezos in an ICE uniform, a reference to a contract Amazon's cloud computing division has with the controversial agency leading Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Notably, despite the gala being held in New York, New York's mayor Zoran Mamdani said he was skipping the gala to instead focus on affordability in what he believes is the most expensive city in the US, alongside a number of celebrities, including Oscar winner Meryl Streep and Zendaya, who also decided not to attend. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and really warming up, classic from the Sunshine State. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
And that's a wrap, you're done!
Yeah!
Yeah, now you're experienced radio journalist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you've done fantastically there. Wait till you listen back. It's really, really good stuff. So, well done. Have you enjoyed your time here at 4ZZZ?
Yeah, it's been so rewarding. Really, really good.
That's good. And I always ask this. You know there's a spot for you to hang around. You can stay. You don't have to go.
I'd love to join the music department. That would be really cool.
Well, yeah, go do it. Go and, you know, that's, we're all volunteers here. So, yeah, come and be a part of it. And it's a community. And you know how, you've done it over a few months and you know how joyful it is a place to be. So, and you've contributed to that. So, thank you. Well done.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You're very well. Hey, just one more thing on that Met Gala. I got something on that, right?
Yeah.
Out the front of the protesters put a trolley full of water bottles.
Oh.
Right? Empty water bottles, right? Mm-hmm. And they put a sign. It's a celebrity pee station.
Oh.
Right? And the part of the sign went on to say, if it's good enough for Bezos workers, it's good enough for you.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So that was a form of protest against Bezos.
That's a good protest.
It was a very good one. But thank you for being on. We'll miss you next week, but there'll be a new team. But hopefully we'll see you around the studio.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'll just one last thing. I had a request, and look, it's got a really, really naughty word, so I'll have to play it at the end. In the meantime, I've got this. We've got the album of the week lined up here on Workers' Power on 4 Triple Z.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.